Welcome to the 7 or 8 minute clip of the Lanny Poffo Torch Talk, part 6. This is an excerpt of the 5.5 hour in-depth interview with Lanny Poffo that I recently conducted, and it is the longest, most in-depth interview Lanny Poffo has ever done. He tells fascinating stories from the 1980s, WWF, early 90s WWF, and also inside stories on a lot of different things, including insight into Randy Savage not being invited into the WWF Hall of Fame, why Lanny Poffo was paid six figures to not wrestle for WCW during the Monday Night War era, some hilarious stories, some harsh opinions on people he's run across. It's a great interview. VIP members have enjoyed the first half of it so far and have done nothing but rave about it. And now you get a glimpse into it here with a free sample. We have the full 20-minute version of this part 6 of the interview, the 6th installment of the interview, on the VIP site today. And as I said, we'll be putting up the rest of the 2.5 hours, including the bulk of it next week, in a special double issue of the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter. But I want you to get a taste of it and be able to enjoy some of what Lanny Poffo had to say in this interview, in this free sample, coming up right now.
So there was no jealousy towards your brother. In fact, you were probably quite happy with the success in that.
I was the most. There was a lot of jealousy toward my brother, but never from me.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, Randy's a very hard guy not to be jealous of.
Yeah.
So is Buddy Nature Boy Rogers. So is Ric Flair.
Yeah.
You know, they only attack the good ones, you know.
Yeah.
So there's no satisfaction from kicking a dead dog.
Yeah. Did you ever resent or were you disappointed that it wasn't acknowledged that you guys were brothers?
No, I didn't want to take away from him. And I was just thrilled to be in New York.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd get to the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
If you go in the dressing room, I never had the best physique in the locker room. I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, so all I had going for me was the poetry and some of the acrobatics. And then when I got on the Decadorabolin, which is a steroid, even then I wasn't really a phenomenal body. But what I did as a genius, I walked around like I thought I had a great body.
Yep.
The truth is I didn't have a great body. I was just living in a fool's paradise. But that's what made the joke even bigger.
Yeah.
You know.
When you first got to the WWF, who did you end up befriending? Who ended up being a mentor to you, or who were you a mentor for? Who was your kind of inner circle of friends or pals at that point?
Well, my only friend that I continue to call is Rick Martel.
Yeah.
We're like brothers, okay? He even calls me Mon Frere, and I call him Mon Frere, which is my brother.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, I got a call from his brother-in-law, and he says, Yvonne LaRoche is his name, and he says, Lenny, you're the friends of Rick Martel, right? He says, he's turning 50, and we are having a party for him. We want you to write a poem, videotape it, send it, and we'll play it for him at the surprise party. So I wrote a poem, and I went to sleep, and I couldn't sleep, and usually I sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
And I said, Lanny, you cheap bastard. You're not going to videotape this. You're going to fly from Tampa to Quebec City on your own nickel, put yourself up in your own home, and read that poem to him because he's the best friend you ever had. And he deserves I wish it was in Japan so I could prove how much I liked him.
Yeah.
You know, and how much he deserved for me to inconvenience myself. So I dressed as a clown. That was not my idea. And, but that was their idea.
Yeah.
So I could move free from the party. And then when he recognized me, then I went and did the speech. And then I have a girlfriend that speaks French, Spanish, and English. And she worked on me to translate the English poem into French. So after I did it in English, I did it in French. It was probably a 5 on a scale of 10 or less, but at least the effort was there.
Yeah.
And if you go on my website, it's there, the long version and the short version of the party. I recommend the short version, and if you can stand the boredom, then go to the long one.
Yep. And when you did first get to the WWF, did you think you were in a position to be giving advice to younger wrestlers or answering their questions if they came to you? Or were you still at a point where you thought, I have a lot to learn from the people who are here? Or both.
I never ever like to hold court and give lecture.
Yeah.
If somebody asked me a question, I'd answer it, but I would never go up to a person and be that presumptuous that I knew more.
Yeah.
I didn't think the dressing room was for anything else but getting dressed and undressed, you know. But I didn't want to, like, lecture, you know, people that I was better than them or something. But if somebody asked me a question, I'd give my advice. And I'd also say, you want to get the answer from somebody else because there's more than one way to skin a cat. That's one of my favorite cliches.
Yeah. So anybody else you hit it off with when you first got there?
Well, I always liked Roddy Piper and, you know, but he was in and out a lot. You know, he was by that time semi-retired.
Yeah.
I would say I just liked everybody. There were nice people there.
Yeah, okay.
But then they would come and go and new people would come in.
Anybody just act like a total jerk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Total jerks, yeah, there were plenty of them. British Bulldogs, Nasty Boys, anytime they got together, you know. So to be at a restaurant or something like that, you don't want to be. When I go to a restaurant, I like nobody to recognize me. I like to be quiet as a mouse, and I go to a restaurant to eat, not to bother people.
Right. Right. Or be bothered.
Well, if somebody asks my autograph, I always sign it.
Yeah.
I found that's the best way to handle it, and then they'll leave you alone after that. But
yeah.
I'm not going to refuse an autograph just because I'm eating.
Yeah.
I found that if you do what the fans want, they will leave you alone.
Yeah.
So, and besides, without them, you wouldn't have pot nor window.
Yep. 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 You mentioned the British Bulldogs being jerks, and I know you had a decent amount of time around them. Tell one or two of your favorite, for lack of a better term, or more prominent or more notorious British Bulldog stories.
Well, I hate to speak ill of the dead, but then everybody's dead, so I can't speak ill of anybody, you know.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I happen to know for a fact that even though the Rougeaus were unpopular and the Bulldogs were popular, that the Bulldogs started everything. And that Jacques took up for himself and he was in the right. Now, you won't get a lot of wrestlers to agree with that, but I am 100% sure that I'm right. Because let's put it this way, I'm the man that knew too much. Let's leave it alone. It's just horrible when you can't get along. You know, wrestling's difficult as it is. It should be a group of nice people that love each other and try to help one another and have fun together. It doesn't have to be miserable.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, anyway, I don't really want to turn it into a negative thing. It's just, you don't go to a restaurant to tell the waitress, show me your tip. You know, I find that humiliating.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around people like that. And, you know, be loud and obnoxious and sexual and whatever. You know.
What was the nature of the Rougeau Bulldog rivalry behind the scenes?
That concludes the free preview of part 6 of the Lanny Poffo Torch Talk. This Torch Talk is 5.5 hours plus in total. Over 5.5 hours of Lanny Poffo telling great stories from the WWF in the 1980s and early 90s and much more. We will be putting all of it up in audio format. About half of it is now available. About the first 3 hours, or just short of the first 3 hours, about the first 2.5 hours is now available. And very soon, over the next couple weeks, we'll be putting up the rest of it, including a huge chunk, both transcribed in text format or like this in audio format, exclusively for Torch VIP members. I encourage you to get a VIP membership. Make it your Christmas gift to yourself. It is an embarrassment of riches for a wrestling fan when you become a VIP member. Not only do we have a lot of new exclusive content every week on current events going on and new interviews, but the archives are, frankly, incredible. Tons and tons of back issues, audio interviews, text interviews, headline stories from the biggest stories of the past 20-plus years, and new back issues put up all the time, too, plus our VIP forum, ad-free access to the main listing, and much more. You can check it out. Just click on the VIP sign-up link in the upper left corner under our logo on any page at pwtorch.com, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about signing up and all the features that are included with the membership. Thanks so much for supporting the Torch by listening to this audio cast, and we hope you will come back for more.